let's take the approach we've taken both for Shvita and Ta'arovas and look at the Prima Gadim al Atar. So the Prima Gadim has a psicha le'ichos basar v'chalav, and the first sentence puts basar v'chalav into its proper context. Namely, that basar v'chalav is basically a subcategory of hilchos ta'arovas. You know, it deals with the world of mixtures. The Rambam brings basar, doesn't have a separate category, a separate section on basar v'chalav. It's part of hilchos ma'achalos asuros, smack in the middle. Perek Tes of Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuros deals with Basar V'Chalav. So that's why, just to explain to you, why we went out of the order of the Shulchan Aruch, and first we go into Hilchos Ta'arovas, which has the rules, and in Basar V'Chalav we're going to discuss the exceptions, and we'll see a chazara on the rule. The exceptions of Basar V'Chalav. So the Prima Gadim said three exceptions. One is that Basar V'Chalav, not only do we have an Iser Achila, but we also have an Iser Bishul and an Iser Hana'a. That's Aleph. Bet, even though we saw a machlokas in terms of Shari Surim as to whether Chanan applies, even if Chatir Nasei Seva applies to Shari Surim, it only applies Midrabana. Basar V'Chalav is the only place where we have Chatir Nasei Snevela on a Da'araisa plane. The third exception is in terms of Ta'am Ki'ikar, that we saw a machlokas Rishonim as to whether Tam Ki Ikar is the Oraisa or Drabanan. Most Rishonim held that Tam Ki Ikar B'chol Isurim is the Oraisa. The Basar V'Chalav is a super Tam Ki Ikar. In other words, B'chol HaTorah Kula, if we have Tam Ki Ikar in the world of Nevela V'Treifa, so then it's without Malkos. For all different reasons, it's without Malkos. However, Tam Ki Ikar in Basar V'Chalav is with Malkos. So these are the three areas that the Prima Gadim lists as that Basar V'Chalav is exceptional. So let's take them one by one as an introduction. First, let's start off with the fact that we have over here a three-pronged Iser of Achila and Bishul and Hana'a. So if we open up the Hilchos Basar V'Chalav, Siman Pei Zayin, Sif Aleph, we see the drasha that we're accustomed to seeing in Rashi and Chumash. There's a braisa and chulin and daf kuf tesvav. Kasa batora lo sevashal gedi b'chalav b'chalev imo. Gimel pa'amim. Echad le'isur bishul. Echad le'isur achila. Echad le'isur hana'a. Okay? That we have the makar is a yitura dikra. However, I gave out a page, if you can give this also to Yeshaya. I gave out a page where you have a printout of the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuras. Look in Perek Aleph, Perek Tes, I'm sorry, Halacha Beis, right? Halacha Aleph will return to Halacha Beis. So it says, Lo shasak ha-kosuv mil-esor ha-chila, ela mipnesha osar ha-bishul, klamar afilu bishulo osar, ein tzarech lomar achilaso, kamosha shasak mil-esor ha-bat, me'achar she-osar bat-habat. Just as in the world of Arayos, we have sort of a kavachomer midoraisa. So also in the world of basar v'chalav, we have a kavachomer. Those sevashal gediv, a kavachomer, don't eat kavachomer, don't have hanoah. That's the makar. The Lecha Mishnah asks on the Rambam, why in the world does the Rambam quote a Medrash? This is found in a Medrash Rabbah. Why does he quote a Medrash Rabbah if we have a braisa in Chulin and daf kuf tesvav? And particularly that the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Kuf Peivav, Kuf Peizayin, it appears to be like he's working off of the Gemara, not working off of the Medrash Rabbah. Okay, that's an anomaly in the Rambam, but we'll see that later on. It may help us understand other things in the Rambam. Okay, that's in terms of the Makor of the Yisurim of Bishul, Achila, Bishul, and Hanoah. In terms of the definition of Bishul, that will come to Mirtza Hashem next time. That's where Siman Pei Zayin begins. Derech Bishul Asra Torah, what exactly is defined as Bishul? We hint those who learned, who are learning Sanhedrin, so in the Derech Bishul Asra Torah, you get somewhat of a direction of where the Shulchan Aruch, the areas the Shulchan Aruch discusses. In terms of the Isur Hana'a, let's go back to that Rambam in Perek Tes and see Halacha Aleph. Rambam says, Basar v'chalav asur levashlo, asur le'ochol min ha-Torah, v'asur b'hana'a. Then he continues, v'kovrin oso v'efaro asur ka'afar kol ha-nikvarim. That classically we have two types of Isuri Hana'a. The nikvarim is the more chamor. The nisrafim is the more kal. By the nisrafim, after the sreifa, the efer is mutter. Nases mitzvasa. Masha'enkeng, the nikvarim, it's like radioactive waste. It has to be buried. There's nothing to do with it. There's no way of removing its radioactivity. So over here, the Isur Hana'a remains even bakever. You know, it's on the level of the nikvarim. The question which can be raised is, what about Malkos? So if we look at the continuity of the Rambam says, and Malkos Ishach has a Nachmina Mizmanazah as well, that we pass it in Choshe Mishpat, that someone who is over an Iser, Shiesh Bo Malkos, is Pasul Le'edus. He's the Rasha. Al Tashes Yachleim Rasha, Leos Eid Chamat. Hamas could either be an Iser in the world of Hamas, of monetary matters, or an Iser in which there are Malkos. That's why if you're over Lashon Hara, you're still Kasher Le'edus. But the question is, if you're Nehene from Basar V'Chalav, are you Kasher Le'edus, or are you Pasul Le'edus? So the Rambam continues, Mishi Yevashel Mishnehem Kezayis Ke'echad Loke, you get Malkos for Bishul. You get Malkos for Achila, period. The Rambam doesn't say anything at all about Malkos for Hana'ah, and therefore many Achronim were Medayik, the Chamishna Al-Atar, the Prima Gadim in his Hakdama, that the Rambam paskins that there were no Malkos on Hana'a. Why should this be? So let's look at the next Rambam, which is quoted in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros, Perek Ches, Halacha Tetzayim. The Rambam paskins, Kol ma'achal shu asur b'hana'a, im nehene, v'lo achal, kagon, machar, nosan la'akum, o leklavim, eino loke, u'makin oso makas mardus v'hadomim mutarim. Namely, the Rambam paskins that this is a general rule, that in general, in the world of Ma'acholos Asuros, there are no Malkos within the world of Hana'a. Why should that be? I mean, after all, we're talking about Hana'a as a Doraisa. Why should there not be Malkos? So I'm aware of three ways of understanding the Rambam, one of which probably is not the Rambam, but you should be aware, there is a Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah, I'm sorry, Kuf Yud Gimel, says that any lo ta'ase that you could do without a ma'ase, even if you do it with a ma'ase, is defined as a lav she'ein bo ma'ase. So let's say, ba'yiro ba'yimatze. Since you could do it without a ma'ase, simply by having chametz in your home from before Pesach, you're simply a shevi al ta'ase, even if you buy chametz on Pesach, still, there's not going to be Malkos. It's defined as a lav she'ein bo ma'aseh. And so, Hana'a, certainly you can get Hana'a passively without doing any ma'aseh. Achila, by definition, is a ma'aseh. But Hana'a, you can get passively. You burn basar v'chalav, and you're nehene from the heat. You have a candle of basar v'chalav, and you're nehene from the light. You can get Hana'a passively. And that's enough of a reason to consider it a lav shein bo ma'aseh. Lav shein bo ma'aseh ain't lokan alav. The reason I doubt that it's the Rambam, because the Rambam disagrees with that principle of the chinuch. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametzu Matzah, in Perak Alpha Yimel, says that in terms of Bal Yerobah Yematzeh, if you're over passively, there are no Malkos. If you're over actively, then you get Malkos. So it's hard to put that into the Rambam if the Rambam disagrees with that principle. So what other alternatives do we have? So we have a Magid Mishnah and we have a Mishnah LeMelech. The Magid Mishnah over there in Perek Ches, Halacha Tetzayin, says, look at the Rambam, look at how he begins. Kol ma'achal shi'ur b'hana'a im nehene v'lo achal. Now we're talking about a food. And so anytime you get hana'a from a food, not b'derech achila, to a certain degree, that's a shelo kedarko. You're not getting the main, this is a ma'achal. It was meant to be eaten. And you decide to use it as fuel. You decide to use it, to feed to your klavim. Okay, so in achinami, it's asr bahana, but there's a certain degree of shelo kedarko, and that's enough to remove the malchus. That's what the Magid Mishnah says. That because we're talking about hilchos ma'achalos asuros, anything which could be eaten, and you decide rather than eating it to use it as a source of an external source of hana'a, that goes down a darga and is yes.
The Mr. Hana'a added to the Mr. Achila, so it's something above just eating it.
In achinami, it's above just eating it, but there is a degree of shalok darga.
So the darga means just to say that if you eat it, you're going to get
Magus Rathila
and Karana?
Because it's we're going to see. That's in the Kudun Nifla of the Rambam, as to when what happens when you have a combination of factors. We'll come to that in another.
Probably the Shalok Kedarka. In terms of Chazal, most food was meant to be sold in the market. So it means the effect of a darkle with a ochel to sell it. I assume
that we're working not off of the time of Chazal, we're working off of Gan Eden, and in the world of Gan Eden, all the peros were given lachem la'achla, they were given to other region to eat.
They didn't eat
pasta. Okay, enough to say that. Okay, the Mishnah Lamelech is found elsewhere, da'afka in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Hei, Halacha Ches. There are huge Mishnah Lamelachs in Perek Hei of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. And so this one begins with a Dibur HaMaskil, Vida Da'achar. Okay?
Just say again, it was Yisodei HaTorah.
Heichet.
Heichet.
Okay. That the rule of the Rambam is that those things that are Aser Midoraisa but are not Mefurish in the Torah are Aser without Malkos. One doesn't get Malkos if something is not Mefurish in the Torah. Mashein ken achila, classically it's mefurash, and therefore you get malkos. You get malkos on the achila, you don't get malkos on the hanoah. And so, if we're going to learn the Rambam that way, the reason you don't get malkos on hanoah is not mefurash, then the Mishnah Lamelech has a question on the Rambam, just a minute. By Basar v'chalav, even achila is not mefurash in the Torah, and b'cholza, you get malkos. And so the Mishnah Lamelech posited that since he was so certain that he had the right read Rambam, Kanareh Basar V'Chalav is an exception, and since you get Malkos on Achila, even though it's not Mefurash, you also get Malkos on Hana'ah. Okay, in other words, that the rule that he gave in Perek Ches is the general rule of Yisurei Hana'ah, but Basar V'Chalav is an exception. The Mishnah Lamelech is the only one who says that. But there is a Shita that Basar V'Chalav gets Malkos on Hanoah, but it's not the Rambam. It's the Ramban in the Shoresh Sheni of the Sefer HaMitzvos, where we have the Hasagos HaRamban. Over there, the Ramban says that you get Malkos also for Hanoah's Basar V'Chalav, exactly for the same reason. How can you distinguish between Achila and Hanoah? But it's hard to put that into the Rambam. The Rambam we saw in Perek Tes, Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuros, Aleph mentions Malkos by Bishul, mentions Malkos by Achila, and the silence is very, very glaring. But it could be that, again, that the Rambam over here would still fit in with the Mishnah Melech, Lishitato, right? According to the Rambam, our limud of Achila is not from Lo Savasha, Lo Savasha, Lo Savasha. It's Lo Shasa Kakasuv, in order to say that if you're Chayav for Bishul, Kal Vachomer, you're Chayav for Achila. So the achila somehow is already brought more mefurish b'kra. It's a kal vachomer is ki'ilu, it's mefurish b'kra. But the hana'a still remains behind the scenes. The hana'a is still less mefurish than achila. The Rambam doesn't say that lo shasak mi leser achila v'ha hana'a. It says lo shasak akas mi leser achila ebnei she'asar habishul filu bishulo asar ein tzarech lomar achilaso. And so it could be really that the Mishnah Melech is correct in his theory, and his theory applies to the Rambam within the world of Basar V'Chalav, that Achila is more Mefurash than Hana'ah. And therefore you get Malkos on Hana'ah, on Achila, not Hana'ah. Ech shelo yeyeh, when we move over to the Shulchan Aruch, in the Pisrei Tshuva, in Sifkatan Aleph, the Pisrei Tshuva, I'm sorry, Sivkotan Beis. Pisrei Tshuva Sivkotan Beis. He starts off, V'ihave loka l'hano, das harambam de'eno loka, u'shar poskim sovrim de'loka, nafgamina bizman hazeh, loka ayin berheitev le'el siman tetvav, and hilchot shchita, that's where the Erheitev quotes the Choshen Mishpat, the Nachmina in terms of Psul Eidus. So it remains a Machlokes Rishon. Okay, Machlokes Rishon. So, let's return now to the Iser Achila. The Rambam posits that the Iser Achila, coming back to what Jerry mentioned earlier, that the Iser Achila of Basar V'Chalav is unique Dafka because it's not black and white in the Torah. Namely, the Torah doesn't say lo sochal basar v'chalav. Then the Torah b'chol haTorah kulo, we have an isur achila. So then it's asur when you eat derech achila. So when you eat lo derech achila, so then it's not asur midoraisa. It goes down to an isur drabanan. But in those areas where the Torah doesn't say black and white lo tochal, then we expand the Iser Achila even to situations which are lo kedarko. So if you look here in Ma'acholos Asuros, where I printed out for you, Perek Yud Dalet Halacha Yud. You have it? Kol ha'ochlin ha'asurin eino chayav aleim ad shi'ochol osam derech hanoah. Chutz mi basar v'chola v'kilei ha'kerem. Lefi shelo ne'emar behem achila. Ela hotziv Iser Achilosan b'lashon acheres. By Basar B'chalav B'lashon Bishul, by Kilei HaKerem B'lashon Hekdesh, Le'esoratam Afilu Shelo Kederech Hana'a. Okay, that we have the world of Basar B'chalav being Asur even when you eat it in a non-normal manner. This served as a springboard for the Krasi Uplasi to go flying off into the stratosphere. The Krasi Uplasi in Siman Pei Zayin, Sivkotan Tetvav, says, you see from this Rambam that no Saint Tam Lifgam is Osir in Basar V'Chalav. Namely, that which we took for granted up to now, that no Saint Tam Lifgam is Mutter. No, according to the Rambam, in Basar V'Chalav is going to be Osir. Why? Because what's the whole heter of no Saint Tam Lifgam? It's built on the Vela She'ena Ruya Lager. You're eating something which is inedible, but in Hilchos Basar V'Chalav, you're Chayav even Shalok Kederach HaNa'asa. You're chayev even if it's not roi leger. And so, in basar v'chalav, you're chayev on nosin tam lefgam. That's a tremendous chumrah. It means if you have a pot which is basar v'chalav, then you can't use that pot even after a week, even after a month, even after a year, even when that pot is nosin tam lefgam, but doesn't make a difference. Namely, the Krasi Uplasi agrees that to create basar v'chalav, you need a tam shevach of basar and a tam shevach of chalav. Because the Torah says, Derech Bishul Asra Torah. Derech Bishul means when you're dealing with the Tam L'Shevach. But once you created Basar V'Chalav, then it's going to remain Asr forever and ever. Right? Then, once it's already Basar V'Chalav, there's no Heter of Basar V'Chalav. So just to give an example. If you have, let's say, a Kli Ben Yomo of Basar, and a Kli Eino Ben Yomo of Chalav, right? Or let's take it a little differently. Let's say you have a kli eino ben yomo of basar, and you cook milk in it. You're not going to get basar v'chalav, because the tam of the basar coming out of the pot is a tam pogam. It's not derech bishul asra Torah. But if you had a kli ben yomo of basar and you cook milk in it, now this pot afterwards is going to remain basar v'chalav even after 24 hours. It's not going to turn into a kli she'eino ben yomo, according to the Krasi Uplasi, according to the Rambam, that there's no din of nevela en ariyot lager. Now, no one else understands that way, yes?
Just a question. Didn't we say that even a pot of ben yomo is still the kasher, can't use it l'chadchila, right?
Right, but if you cooked in it, right? If someone calls you up, oh no, I just took a fleshik pot and I cooked milk in my fleshik pot. So the first question you ask them, when was the last time you used the pot? Is that pot ben yomo or eno ben yomo? Okay.
So this wouldn't apply to basar v'chalav.
Right. Now, no one agrees with the Krasi Uplasi, but what do they do with his raya? So there are many approaches. I'll just mention two of them. One of the Chavas Das, one of Reb Chaim. Okay? The Chavas Das is found in Hilchos Ta'arobis, back in Siman Kuf Gimel, right? The Siman dealing with Nosin Tam Lefgam. So the Chavas Das says, the Kresi Uplesi made a terrible error. He wanted to link Achila Shoderach Hana'asan and the Ve'la Sheinu Yilagir. And these are two worlds. There's no linkage between them. Shelo kederach hana'asan, that which is asur in basar v'chalav, that's a problem in the maisa achila. You eat something raw. That's shelo kederach hana'asan. You eat something bitter. That's shelo kederach hana'asan. But nevela rishen riligir is in the cheftza of the maisa iser. The maisa iser becomes so musrach, it loses its shame. Ochel. Namely, it's not a question in terms of the maisa achila that while I'm eating basar v'chalav, I'm also eating maror. No, or I'm eating it, you know, in a manner which most I'm eating it when it's boiling hot, right? That shelo kederach hana'asan. That b'chol isurei Torah. If I'm eating something which I'm going to burn my mouth, then that's only drabanan. But here it's daraisa. It's food. Just I'm eating it in a funny way. I can be eating it with a fork and a knife, and you know, it's and in the world of Historia. But if it's musrach, the cheftza, it's no good. So with the only chumrah of basa v'chalav is in the way I eat it, in the maisa achila. Because it doesn't say achila, it says losavashel, so it's usur even if I eat it in a non-normal manner. However, if I'm eating a chefza, which is a neroil achila, no. Let me give you an example. We find a similar chiluk to that of the Chavas Das in a very, very famous tshuva of the Shagas Aryeh. It's Siman Ayin Vav in terms of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur also, we have such an example where the Torah doesn't say, don't eat on Yom Kippur. The Torah says, ta'ane es nafsho seichem. We need inui nefesh. And so, the halacha is that even if you eat on Yom Kippur, shelo kedarko, let's say you eat an achila gasa on Yom Kippur. You're a real shegetz. Right? Not only do you eat on Yom Kippur, but you go and you eat an achila gasa. You feel yourself beyond satiation. So the Shagas Aryeh says, you're chayev. That's, in other words, even though had it said lo tochlu, that would not be a problem of achila, but that is a problem of inui nefesh. However, if you eat nevela shenu yulagir on Yom Kippur, that's not an ocha. That's pater. Right? In other words, those are two different worlds. In between a maisa, and it's a classic risk between a maisa achil and the chefza of the ocha. The problem is, let's read the Rambam. The Rambam, after giving his rule in Halacha Yud, gives examples. Halacha Yud Aleph. Ketzad. What are the examples of Kol HaTorah Kula, where you're only chayav derech hana'a? Harei shehimcha es hachelev. If you melt the chelev, you liquefy the chelev by heat, ugma'o kishehu cham, ad shenichve grono mimenu, and you drink it while it's so hot that you're going to burn your throat, o she'achal chelev chai, or you eat raw chelev, o she'irev dvarim marim kumot rosh v'la ana l'toch yayin nesech, or you mix it with things that are very, very bitter, o l'toch kedera shal nevela v'achalan kishay marim. So far, so good. All of these are ma'is achila. Oh, she'achal ochel cha'asur achar shehisriach v'hiv'ish u'batel me'ochel adam. Here, the Rambam, in the same breath, gives three examples of ma'is achila, and the fourth example he gives is of the chefza. He's talking about, this is nevela she'enri l'ger. So, ibchol isurim harei zepatu. In other words, as opposed to basar v'chalav. So what the Chavas Das knew the Rambam. He was aware of this Rambam. So he says, no. The Rambam, in all those cases, those are cases of p'tur b'chol ha'torah kula. When you move over to basar v'chalav, the first three are going to be chayav. And the last one's going to be patur as well. Namely, the Rambam was just giving examples, b'chol ha'torah kula, when you're chayav, both mitzad the maisa and mitzad the chefza. When it comes to basar v'chalav, the maisa mar machayav, im irev dovar mar l'tol kederi shel basar v'chalav or b'yayin shekel kerem achalo chayav. The Rambam doesn't say black on white that that fourth example is going to be chayav in basar v'chalav. He just gives one example of basar v'chalav. Yes. No, it means that the basar v'chalav. Let's say, for example, when you put sugar in your tea, does your tea become sweet? No, the tea stays the same tea. You just a tarovus of something sweet and tea. So when you put something bitter in your tea, it's not that your tea became bitter. The tea is the tea. Just you're drinking it with something bitter. That's the derech achila. That's a world within the derech achila. As opposed to take basar v'chalav and put it out in the sun. You know, where it's not today, but in a day where, you know, not today even in Eilat, but a normal day, right? You know, where it's in the summer, then it would become rancid. Rancid means that's, it's not that you're eating basar v'chalav with rancid. The basar v'chalav is rancid. So I think there's a difference. In other words, it's not that the davar mar.
You're doing a normal maaser afilu, like you eat davar mar.
No, when you eat matzah with maror, so that's not a problem of the cheftza of matzah. The cheftza of matzah is ein aroy l'ger. The maror is ein aruuya l'ger. You're eating matzah with something which is bitter, like Yomo ate his noodles and rice. It doesn't turn the noodles into rice or the rice into noodles. Right? It's just a din that you're eating. That's in the ma'isa achila. The same way you could eat something too hot, you could eat something so you can eat something with something which is bitter. That's an inyan within the ma'isa achila. Think so? I mean, your grandmother or great grandmother used to drink tea by putting a sugar cube under her tongue, right, and drink the tea. So that's in the ma'isa achila. You know, she found a way of making the tea more, you know, sweeter. Okay. In any case, that's that. You know, all of this is in the Chavas Das. I'm not making it up. Tov. Okay, that's one approach. So the one approach of the Chavas Das is that Kresi Uplesi simply compared apples and oranges. The Kresi Uplesi was talking about Nosin Tam with Gam, which is built on the Cheftz of the Ochel, and the Chumra of the Rambam is on the Maisa Achila. The Rambam would agree that if Basar V'chalav became rancid, that it's Mutter. And Hu Hadin, Nosin Tam with Gam, is Mutter. Reb Chaim, you'll recall from Hilchos Basar V'chalav, takes a very, very different approach and says that there is a separate Iser of eating Tam. There's an Iser of eating Mamoshus, and there's an Iser of eating Tam. So, in the world of Mamoshus, in Hachinami, maybe the Kresi Uplesi is correct. If you eat Basar V'chalav, which is Masriach, maybe you're Chayav. Maybe the Kresi Uplesi is really right. And that's a good diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam gives four examples. In all four of them, in Char Machalos Asuros, it's Mutter, and in Basar V'chalav, it's Chayav. Even if you ate something which is rancid. However, in Tam Ke'ikar, we have Gzera Sakosuv of Nosein Tam L'Shevach. It's a condition of Tam Ke'ikar that it be a Tam L'Shevach. And so Hu Hadin, even in Basar V'chalav, when we're talking about the Mamoshus of Basar V'chalav, there, something which is pagum is chayav. But talking about a ta'am of basar v'ch, only a ta'am l'shevach is chayav, and no same ta'am l'fgam is mutter. And the Rav Chaim says, I don't understand how the crazy place could say what he said. What I'm saying is black and white in the Rambam. He says, look at that last Rambam that I printed for you, Perek Tesvav Halacha Lamed, Im Hoya basar v'chalav, O yayin nesach, vi yayin orla, vi kilei hakerem, Shenachlu l'dvash, o basar shkatzim u'remasim shenizbashalim hayerak yotzei bahem, toim osam ove kochavim, v'somchin al piv. Right, this is the kfeila. V'im amar ein bo ta'am, o sha'amar shiyesh bo ta'am v'ata'am ra, v'harei pegomo hakol mutar. And what's he talking about? Not only stam yenam, not only yein orla kil yakerem, he's talking about basar v'chalav. And he says black and white that if the goy says, it tastes rancid, right? It's a ta'am pogum, then it's mutter. So, in other words, there's no steer in the Rambam. A ta'am pogum is mutter. Be'en, the bamashus, which is pogum, is mutter. Okay, that's a unique din within ta'am. Okay. Fine. For those of you from Chicago, so there was a Gadol Batorah who I asked Rabbi Shaya the first time I met him whether he was related to Reb Chaim Zimmerman, and you told me no. But Reb Chaim Zimmerman was a tremendous Gadol who came over from Europe to Chicago, and he has a whole sefer on this topic of called Binyan Halacha. You know, he has a whole maimar on the difference between the world of Tam and the world of Mamashus and how it applies to Basar V'Chalav. Okay. I don't know if anyone still learns Reb Chaim Zimmerman in Sfarim, but he was a Gaon Olam.
Yeah, I mean, he left, he had already moved right out there after Tom and moved to Chicago, but everyone asked anyone they met him, I related to him, yeah. Had a bigger response.
Yeah, he was Skokie. Skokie was Reb Chaim Zimmerman. Right. That was before Reb Aaron Soloveitchik.
But many people that I met still refer to him as his
Okay. That now the Kresi Uplesi raises another issue. This is in Sifkat and Dalad. We saw, according to the Rambam, that Basar V'Chalav, the Isur Hana'ah, is the Chomer one, Min HaNikvarim. In other words, the Afer of Basar V'Chalav is Asur. So the Kresi Uplesi wanted to say, even if we'll say that there's no Isur Achila of Basar V'Chalav, because it's no sin ta'am l'vgam, but l'chora, there should be an iser hana'ah. Why should no sin ta'am l'vgam be worse than efer? There's an iser hana'ah from efer, so l'chora, there should be an iser hana'ah on basar v'chalav, which is no sin ta'am l'vgam. So the answer is, my humble opinion, is that it's not, you know, it's demagoguery, is that the word? Right. It's demagoguery. Namely, what are you talking about? If you would be nehene from the Afer, if you'd be nehene from the basar v'chalav pogum, in achinami, you would be osir. But the mitzius is that when you eat basar v'chalav pogum, you're not nehene. Namely, it's not the same as... When we speak about the Easter of Hanah from Afer, not from eating Afer. The Easter Hanah is if you have warm Afer, and you want to put your feet into the warm Afer of basar v'chalav to make your feet warm. Or you have Afer of Basar V'Chalav, you want to use it for shampoo. That's Hana'ah from Afer of Basar V'Chalav, right? Shampoo can come from charcoal. Anything which would be an irritating agent would somehow, it's like marbital, would clean your head. So Afer of Basar V'Chalav could also be used on that level, the Afer is Asar. But you have to get Hana'ah from the Afer. And no sin tam l'vgam, you're not getting Hana'ah. I'm not the one to say that. There's a Prima Gadim down the line in Siman Sadi Dalad, the Mishpitzo Zohav Sifkat on Dalad, who says it? Okay, so I just picked it up from the Prima Gadim. But the crazy Uplesi, first he says, no sin tam l'vgam is asur because it's shol kader Hana'ah. And even if you want to say that no sin tam l'vgam is mutter, but it's no worse than Afer, and it should do also, but no. Okay. So, just two more topics, and we'll call it a day. One in terms of Hanan, and this is a very, very basic topic. For many, many years ago, I focused that in an article. I think it was in a publication called Ma'ayan by a very fine Talmud Chacham named Shlomo Matityahu Leventhal. But I'll summarize it for you, rather than having you read 10 pages. He raises an issue that a lot of people raise, but he does it very nicely. Okay. He says, if you're writing the heading of these halachos, would you write Hilchos Basar Bichalav or Hilchos Basar Bichalav? What? Okay, so he wants to say this is a Machlokes Achronim. Why?
Because the Bar-Ilan take that into account in the search engine. That's an important question.
Okay. So the issue is exactly what's going on over here. When we speak about Chaticha Na'aseis Nevela in the world of Basar V'Chalav, what does that mean? Does it mean the way I would call it conventional wisdom? The way I think. Not fair. Okay, the way that I would have said is that you take heter, and you create this new cheftza of basar b'chalav. It's something sui generis. It didn't exist previously. That is what we call chaticha na'aseis nevela. Namely, I took a kezayis of basar, which was mutter, a kezayis of chalav, which was mutter, and now I put them together, and I create a hydrogen bomb, right? That I put them together, and now we have this new Easter, two kezayisim of basar b'chalav. Is that what we're saying? Or do we say no? That what happens is that we have basar, this basar is boleah chalav, and that is an Easter of bliya. It's like the whole world of Ta'arovas, where you have yurakos that are boleah nevela. You have basar kosher, which is boleah basar trefa. We have a bliya. And the chiddush is that the Easter is not only on the part that was nivla, everything becomes Aser. When you have yurakos that are boleah nevela, 10 kezayis of yurakos that are boleah kezayis of nevela, now you have a kezayis of Easter. If we say Chanan Midrabanan, now you have 10 kezeisim of Iser, 11 kezeisim of Iser. But in the world of Basar B'chalav, Mida Oraisa, you have 11 kezeisim of Iser. When you have 10 kezeisim of Basar, that are Balea, kezeis of Chalav, we have 11 kezeisim of Iser. But it's not the sui generis new process of creating Yesh Me'ayin. It's a Bliya. It's the world of Bliya. We have Basar V'chalav. We have a combination. We have a compound of basar v'chalav. We don't have a new substance, but rather we simply have a bliya, and we have a chumrah that midaraisa, we're mishire it according, not only according to the chalav, but according to the basar as well. And we have other chumras. It's asur b'bishul, it's asur b'hana'a, you get malchus and tam ki'ikar. It's classic ma'achalos asuras with chumras. My nafgamina. And again, this is really a machlokas achronim. And so I'm going to give you five nafkaminos and realize that all of these five are related one to the other. Okay. Nafkamina number one from our kitchen. Someone takes a milchik spoon, okay, and puts it into a pot of meat and stirs. That milchik spoon, which had been ben yomo, and now it's being used to stir basar, right, is going to be asr, mitzad basr v'chalav, correct? And if you now take this spoon and you stir something else with it, we're going to have to mishayer against the spoon, etc. How long is that spoon going to be asr, mitzad basr v'chalav? As long as it's ben yom. Okay? We don't pass like the prima god, like the crazy place. There is a din of no same time with God. When does this spoon become eno ben yom? Again, let's take it. In other words, you took this spoon, this milchik spoon, and you stirred milk with it at 12 noon. And then at 6 p.m., fading away, at 6 p.m., you took this spoon and you stirred meat with it. When does this spoon become eno ben yomo? So according to the approach of basar b'chalav, this spoon becomes basar b'chalav 24 hours after 6 p.m. According to the approach of basar v'chalav, this spoon became already nosen tam of gam at 12 p.m. the next day, because one of the ingredients became nosen tam of gam. It's made up of two ingredients. The moment one of them becomes nosen tam of gam, it becomes nosen tam of gam. If let's look together, if it's okay with you, to move over to Siman Sadi Dalad. If you have a Ilkos Basar B'chalav in front of you, or if you have a computer in front of you, move over to Siman Sadi Dalad, Siv Gimel. Okay? In the middle of Siv Gimel, there's a phrase over there that it's Aser calls man shehu bas yoma. See that phrase? Look at the shach sifkat on yud. Calls man shehi bas yoma. Peirush mishas tachiva. From the time you put this milchik spoon into the meat, Afilu ena bas yoma misha shebisho b'chalav. Kevan shehayasa bas yoma mishas tchiva rishona naaseis nevela ve'oseres acharkach afilu b'dieved imi bas yoma mishas tchiva u'pashetu. It's obvious to the shach that we paskin like one. That it's bas that the 24 hours begin mishas tchiva. The Bach Alatar says it's pashut that it becomes Eino Ben Yoma from the time that they use it with a chalav. And Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't quote the Bach, but he says the same thing. Look at Rabbi Kiva Eger, L'cha'ora, on the Shach who says Pashatu. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, L'cha'ora gav Pashatu. The Habasar Naseis Nevela, Bekaf mi habavua chalav shebekaf. Mikom hakom hachalav pagum. Vekeven the Basar Nase Nevela mi hachalav. Eino Oser Habasar Shemavashun tok mi eis leis mi hatkiva. Dein hanesar yocholesar yosem ena oser. The gam linya nosen tam with gam amrinan came. Kadamar ha ramos yimakuf la medalit, etc. And he leaves it all as one big tzarachiyu. Okay, so this is a machlokes between the shach so far and the bach. Rabbi Kiva Eger just points out it's not pashut one way or the other. He leaves the tzarachiyu and he says there are two ways of viewing basar bichalav or basar vichalav. Namely, do we still have basically two ingredients, or did we create a new ingredient called basar b'chalav? Yes?
I don't know if they're necessarily halay in this makira. Even if you hold it basar b'chalav, you create a new lecher, you create a new, yeshman, you create a new...
That's what we're talking about. This new isa that you created is a yeshmei.
But it's a halach thing. Typically, you've
okay, fine, and, but it's, I'm saying that it's not considered to, well,
the Gam is telling the Messias of how good it is, not telling when it became us.
So I'll give you another Nachkamina that will sharpen it, okay? Namely, the assumption over here is that assumption number two is that Basar B'chalav is basically an Isur Balua, that it has a history. And over here, this is an Isur Machmasatzmo. Let me give you the example, and we learned this already. So, we saw that Tzli, right, without Rotev, we have a Tzli without Rotev. If we have an Isur Machmasatzmo, it's going to be Ma'avir Atam, Kedenetila. If we have an Isur Balua, it's not going to be Ma'avir. If you recall, the Machaber there in Siman Kuf Gimel said, Kagon, Basar B'chalav. Here we had a Machlok between the Taz and the Shach. What does it mean, Kagon, Basar B'chalav? So the Taz says it means, if you take a piece of cheese, and you take a piece of meat, and they're both Roteach, and you touch them one to the other, then there's going to be a Bliya, Kadei Netila, because that's, you're creating an Isur Machmas Atzmo. But if you have a piece of Basar B'chalav, and the piece of your rakos, and you put them together with tzli, that's an Isur Balua. Namely, Basar B'chalav, once it's created, is an Isur Balua. That's the Taz. However, the Shach's Mapitom, Basar B'chalav is an Isur Machmas Atzmo. Halachically, it's a new Cheftza. It's a new Cheftza. The time clock begins, it's an Isur Machmas Atzmo in terms of Chelev, in terms of, sorry, tzli. That's the second Nafkamina. Okay, yes?
In the
block of the particular is Kabe, that's the sense that Basar B'chalav,
as an example, not being an
Isur
Balua, I believe. And there the
Shach and the Taz both seem to agree that it is considered an Isur. Ah, okay. The question is, there are stiras we have to deal with, right? But we did point out this machlokes in the Shach, it was in Siman Kufei Sif Zayin, the Taz was Sif Katan Yigimel, the Shach was Sif Katan Yud Zayin.
What about the chalav? You could have chalav, which is Basar B'chalav also, right?
You could have, yeah.
So, there's no... Is that a problem?
No. It's the question of how to view it. Let me give you a third example, okay? According to Rabbeinu Ephraim, we saw that there's no chanat chativ nasins devela at all. Another isur, milim midrabanan, except basar b'chalav. Right. According to Rabbeinu Ephraim, a piece of meat that had already become basar b'chalav, And now, we're cooking that piece of meat, right, in a chalent. Would we say chanan in terms of the other pieces or not? Something's already basar v'chalav. So that's a machlokes between the shach and the Beis Yosef. The shach, in Siman Kuf Gimel Yud Chet, in Siman Tzadi Beis Yud, in Siman Tzadi Dalet Kaf Bet. The Shach says that the only time that we say basar v'chalav is unique is when you create basar v'chalav. Once it's already basar v'chalav, so then it's like shari suri. But according to the Bach and the Beis Yosef, the Shach. Listen. According to the Bach and the Beis Yosef, the Bach is in Siman Sarivav, the Beis Yosef is at the end of Siman Kuf Gimel. They say, Ech shelo yeh, basar v'chalav is always in Isur Balua. Basar v'chalav by its nature is in Isur Balua. So my nafkimina, the first Bliya, the second Bliya, by basar v'chalav we say Chanan. In other words, basar v'chalav, we don't say Chanan because it becomes basar v'chalav. We say Chanan because that's one of the chumras of basar v'chalav. Basar v'chalav has the chumra, it's asur b'hano'ah, it's asur b'bishul, tam ki ikar yirgit malkos, and your mayor k'dei kulo. That's the nature of basar v'chalav. No matter how many times you cook it, we're always going to be mishayar k'neged kulo. That's approach B. That basar v'chalav by its nature is an iser balua. So may nafkamina the first bliya, second bliya, third bliya, mashe enken, according to the shach. No. When you create basar v'chalav, that's the uniqueness. That you created the sui generis, new iser, yesh me'ayin, that's the din of chanan midoraisa. Once already you have basar v'chalav, that's like shari suri. That's the third nafkamina.
That's midrabanan, right? Even when the Bach.
Yeah, that would be drabanan. That would be, no, according to the Bach. That we view it, yeah. That would be drabanan, but it would be drabanan, right? It would go down, it would be drabanan, according to Rabbi Ephraim. No, according to Rabbi Ephraim, there is no chanan midrabanan.
I think that, even the Bach God is.
I'm not sure. I'll check. Okay, not sure. Okay. Fourth nafkamina is one that is as follows. Basar v'chalav, we said, is min ha-nikvarim, right? The ether. The ether is asar. So the crazy who plays it, you should live and be well. He really took this very seriously. This is the ether. So in Sifkat Andala, the end of Sifkat, in Sifkat Andala, he asks, I don't understand. He says, let's say you had a piece of meat, okay, that was Boleya Chalav, and Eliyahu HaNavi will come and tell you that all of the Chalav left this piece of meat. Wouldn't it now be Mutter? We say Efshar L'Soch Tolosar because we don't know. Let's say Eliyahu HaNavi will tell us this piece of meat, in other words, no longer has any chalav in it. We got the chalav out via ultrasound. My nafkamina how? So the crazy place he asks, why in the world should afer of basar v'chalav be usar? When afer means it was burned to a crisp, didn't that burning take all the chalav and dissipate it? Didn't all the liquid that was here, isn't it all gone? Isn't that which is left pure solid? Why should it be usar? So the Prima Gadim says that it's usser because, in other words, that the question of the crazy uplacy is according to approach number two, that basar v'chalav is an iser balua. But mapiton that basar v'chalav is an iser balua. Basar v'chalav is an iser machmas atzmo. It's, and therefore, that afer is what that which is left of the iser machmas atzmo. Even if Eliyahu HaNavi were to come and tell you that there's no chalav in a piece of basar, it's still basar v'chalav. Basar v'chalav is not an iser balua. Basar v'chalav is the creation of a new cheftza. And that new cheftza has nothing to do with the history. The history is past, and now we're moving over.
So then shouldn't the crazy place should say mutter?
What?
He holds by it an iser balua, so then he should hold that it's mutter.
He asked on the Rambam. He doesn't understand the Rambam. He holds that it should be mutter.
Okay.
What does
we don't know.
According to the
Kresi Uplesi. The Prima Gadim simply says that The Prima Godim says, whatever you're going to say by the world of Tzli and Yisur Machmas Atzmo, that will impact on the nature of the Efer. It goes hand in hand.
I don't see why I have to raise a nod to the chetz of Bas B'Challah. I mean, why do we have to have Bas B'Challah at the end? I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I'm not something different from the chetz of the nature of it. Something get out of it, right?
No, the crazy place was assuming that Bas B'Challah is reversible. It's created by a B'liya of Chalav. And if the chalav can be squeezed, you put the basar into a centrifuge. That one of those things in Switzerland, it goes around for miles, and that basar chalav goes spinning around. And the scientists would say they radioactively tag the chalav. No chalav left in this basar. So if that approach is number two, that basar chalav became asar via b'liya, and then if that b'liya disappears, there's no longer basar chalav. But if you take approach number one, my nafkamina that the chalav disappeared. The chalav created basar v'chalav. Right? The basar now is basar v'chalav. Everything there is. So you may have less basar v'chalav because the liquid, it's quantitatively, you may have less. But what you have is basar v'chalav. Bishul of raw meat, bishul of meat and chalav, that creates basar v'chalav. Okay. Last nafkamina. Should there be a din of bishul achar bishul in the world of basar v'chalav? Let's say I cook basar v'chalav, yeah, and then I recook the basar v'chalav. Should I be over an iser of bishul every time I recook the basar v'chalav? Okay, I work at McDonald's, right, and I heat a cheeseburger, and then no one wanted it. Okay, so I just, I just leave it on the side. And then someone else comes in, so I reheat it. I reheat the cheeseburger. Am I over at Nisr a second time? So according to, it's a machlokas we find, just to show you, in the beginning of Hilchos Basar V'Chalav in Siman Pei Zayin, the Gilyan HaMaharsha, where it says, Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph, I think it's Sif Katan Bey, so those of you who have numbers, says basar v'chalav basar nisbashel l'chudei v'gam chalav mevushel asar achar kach levashlam lo aminim be'in bishel achar bishel zehu rak b'shabbas umihu b'kvar nisbashlu yachad v'rotze levashlam shenis diek b'siman kufei b'mishbitzo zahav v'chulei de shari v'siyem b'tzarech iyun v'chulei. He quotes a Prima Gadim in Hilchos Ta'aroves who raises this as a question. What's the question of the Prima Gadim? If the din of Bishul, of Basar V'Chalav was number one, so it's a one-time thing. When you cook Basar V'Chalav, you create Basar V'Chalav. Afterwards, when you heat it, you're heating Shari Surim. It's only Asr the first time. It's Asr to eat Basar V'Chalav, it's Asr to create Basar V'Chalav. It's Asr to be Nehenet from Basar V'Chalav that was created. But it's not Asr to cook once it's already Basar V'Chalav. Masha came the second way, Mapitam. The first time it's a B'liya, the second time it's a B'liya. Every time you cook it, you create a new B'liya. I have a Chavra each time. So the Chavra, this again would be in this. We have five Nafkaminas minimally between these two approaches. Okay, Acharon Chaviv is really something that we should have seen in Hilchos Taroves, because that's where it's all at. But we didn't have enough knowledge, I think, at the time to understand it. So I'm not going to ask you a question on this on the test, but you should know that there is a Prima Gadim in Hilchos Taroves. Not a Prima Gadim, Pisrei Tshuva. There's a Pisrei Tshuva in Hilchos Taroves in Siman Sadi Chet Sivkatan Hei. Taroves Siman Chet Sivkatan Hei, where the Prima Gadim, with Pisrei Tshuva, Pisrei Tshuva, quotes what's called the Kushya Sa'olam. It's really not the Kasha of the world, it's the Kasha of the Rashba. But it was such a good Kasha, everyone called it the Kasha of the Olam. What's the Kasha of the Olam? That the Gemara has a question, is Tam Ki Iker Doraisa B'Shari Surim or not? We know Tam Ki Iker and Basar V'Chalav is Doraisa. Is Tam Ki Iker and Shari Surim Doraisa or not? So the Gemara says that we should learn out from Geulei Klei Midyan that Tam Ki Iker is Doraisa. When we conquered Midyan, They had pots and pans they had used for nevelos, for trefos, etc. And we said they require hagala. Why do they require hagala? There's no be'en, kanere, because tam kikar is doraisa. That's the Gemara. So the Rashba, the Olam, asks, maybe the reason we need hagala in klei midyan is because they cook basar v'chalav. And tam kikar and basar v'chalav is doraisa. So maybe that's why. Now, how do you prove from gulei klei midyan that tam kikar b'chalav Torah kula is doraisa? That's the question of the Olam. So the Pisrei Tshuva quotes that the Chasam Sofer says, I had a Talmud Vosik. I had like a Talmud Mufak who gave an answer to this question. He says that maybe the whole din, the tam ki ikar of basar v'cholav is the oraisa, that it's unique, is the mamut, is the when the tam comes out of a mushus basar v'cholav. But tam coming out of a kli of basar v'cholav, that's like shari sur. This is similar to what Yirmiyahu said earlier in terms of Rabbeinu Ephraim, but this is what the Talmud said, that maybe, in other words, when we speak about tam ki ikar of basar v'cholav, that's when you have a piece of basar v'cholav, and you cook it. Now the tam comes out of that into other things. That's tam ki ikar da oraisa. But when the tam of the basar v'cholav goes into a pot, and then it comes out of that pot, it's like a not bar not sort of. You know, if it comes out of that pot, that is like shari surim. And so if gulei klei midyan require hagala, that means that tam ki ikar is a din midoraisa and shari surim as well. So but that's, again, it's the Pisrei Tshuva in Hilchos Taroves, but since we didn't know anything about basar v'cholav, I felt very uncomfortable raising it then. Okay, now when they were talking about basar v'cholav, we can raise it. Okay, that's our short hakdama. B'li neder, next time we'll start Siman Pei Zayin, Sif Aleph. Okay, and so again, you have a date of a bechina. Take off X number of times that you want to chazer.
When's the date?
It's on the sheet.
Well, I gave you a sheet. Okay, and also I built in a chazar when I'm going to be 10 days in America, so you also have time to chazar then. So take off the days you want to chazar, and then divide the other days by the length of Hilchos Basar V'Cholav, and that should be your pace. You can divide it into days, you can divide it into weeks, divide it into whatever, however you want. But you know, I'm you know, it's, we used up our spare time, adding time to Tarovas. I'm not upset about it. Just telling you that, you know, that now, you know, it's, I'd like to keep to the schedule, and so take into account that you'll have, we'll learn for next month, and next 5 weeks, then you'll be off for 10 days. I'm in America, to, you know, you have time to chazer. Then we'll learn again for a few weeks, and then there'll be another era, and then the bechina. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Rebecca Shepard. Okay.